The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This time each year. this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid, crazy, Jay. Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
Oh, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dense, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
Sure, I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy. I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy Jay Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
It's the festive season. There's singing and shopping and joy. Santa's talking to children. The elves are wrapping toys. The season's one of charity, of peace for all you've met. But though I should be giving right now, I just want to get.
It's Christmas time, and times are tough. It's Christmas time.
A computer. My sister wants a dolly. My mom wants a brand new bathtub. And my dad just wants alcohol. He spent last Christmas wasted, crawling along on his knees, eating turkey that fell on the floor, and watering our Christmas tree.
It's Christmas time! Times are tough. It's Christmas time, and I ain't got enough. Hey, Mr. Santa Claus, I believe in you because you've got more credibility than any doctor, cop, or lawyer. It's Christmas time. I'm looking for a lot of stuff.
I'd like a new guitar. Andy wants a radar detector. Trevor wants 13 kittens. And Chris wants a date with Shania. We compared all our Christmas lists, and only one thing overlapped. We would all be happiest if everyone bought our crap.
It's Christmas time! Times are tough. It's Christmas time, and we ain't got enough.
Hey, Mr. Santa Claus, we believe in you because if we pawn on our so-called friends, our Christmas stockings will be empty.
It's Christmas time.
We're looking for.
It is Christmas time, and I gotta tell you, everybody's looking for stuff. Everybody. But you never get the stuff that you want from your friends or your family. You might get something close, you might get a cheap knockoff, you might get a Chia Pet. Oh, how everyone knows I hate the Chia Pet. Cha-cha-cha-chia. I have a friend that dated a girl this year, and her name was Chia. And she didn't like it when we went, cha-cha-cha-chia. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show's official Twisted Christmas Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, all dressed for the festivities in my red and green straitjacket. The medication, you could say, has been administered. Yeah, all I want for Christmas is 2 Thorazine. 2 Thorazine. But it goes back, are you ever really excited about the gifts that you get? I mean, you get the present, you're like, oh, thanks, you know, and you open it, you know, and what is it? What do you say? What do you say? This is coming from somebody that claims they love you or is your friend, and it's a turd. No matter how many times you polish it, it's still going to be a turd, friends. Oh, but this show is all about holiday insanity, holiday hilarity. And let me tell you, it's not going to get any crazier than today, folks. 43 floors below me here on the 44th floor, we have some outrageous guests. You're not going to believe it. Well, you might. If you're a fan of this show, and 330,000 of you that download this show every year claim to be... Well, then I guess you know about the insanity. Because down below, Big Lance. Big Lance will be escorting people in and out of the studio all day. We've also got Elvis making a return trip. It wouldn't be Christmas on this show without Elvis. And also joining us, we've got the Elf Ho. Beth Davidoff will be joining us. It's kind of a reunion of sorts. They haven't been on the show for a couple of years. Elvis was here last year, but... A lot of you were writing me emails.
There's Crazy Jay. If you could do us a favor and try to get Big Lance and Beth and Elvis on the show together again, that would be like really super because it was really, really fun.
And I will agree with you. It was one of the craziest Christmas shows I have ever done. Yeah. This is really the only time I stress this on the show.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Whenever you hear that...
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You know it's going to be good. Also joining us on the show today, very lovely, very talented woman, Sharon Paquette. She's been on the show. She's played her music for us. She's going to come in and do some Christmas songs for us. Maybe I'll get her to do one or two of her original songs. You never know what's going to happen on this show. It's always out of control. The insane asylum is open. And there are no weekend passes. I don't know what that meant. But we are going to have fun. Also on the show, a segment that I did with Brother Luke. He couldn't be here when everybody else was here. So we recorded his segment early. And we're going to have a lot of fun with Brother Luke as well. So we got Brother Luke. We've got some of the most craziest, most off-the-wall crazy tunes you will ever, ever hear for Christmas time. We're going to mix it up with some rockin' Christmas tunes. And we're going to count them down at the end of the show and give you the crazy eight, the top eight Christmas songs of this week. And if that's not enough for you, well, screw you, because that's a big show. There's a lot going on. So what do you say? Let's start the decorations, my friend. Let's hang up the stockings. Let's trim the tree. I know some of you out there haven't even bought a tree yet. You're that guy that's there at the last minute. And you're like, I'm not going to buy one after Thanksgiving like everybody else. I'm going to wait till 10:30 p.m. December 24th when there's only one tree left. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to fall into the culture. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to follow everybody else. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that guy. That guy that everybody talks about. Oh, you could say the Rumplemans is in the hot chocolate, and I'm ready to start the show. Let's decorate the tree and get ready for some outrageous, off-the-hook holiday tunes. And let's have fun. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy whatever it is that you celebrate. How does that sound?
and the turkey's out. Christmas is here. Oh, let out a shout. The family's gathered all about.
Christmas, Christmas is here.
Everyone is wearing big smiles. They all try to be nice for a while. Then George calls his in-laws wild.
Christmas, Christmas is here.
Oh, it's that one time of the year when everyone's troubles disappear and everyone smiles from ear to ear. Christmas, Christmas is here.
George has been drinking a lot, he just can't keep it up the sauce. He says his wife's been screwing her boss.
Christmas, Christmas is here.
Margaret throws her food in his face, people are hungry, it's really a waste.
Then she screams, how does that taste?
Christmas, Christmas is here. Oh, it's that one time of the year when everyone's troubles disappear and everyone smiles from ear to ear. Christmas, Christmas is here.
George picks up the carving knife, wheels it around and starts to slice. Henry caught his shotgun twice.
Christmas, Christmas is here.
Henry says, hey, what's the deal? Just sit down and finish your meal or I'll pump you full of steel.
Christmas, Christmas is here. Oh, it's that one time of the year when everyone's troubles disappear and everyone smiles from ear to ear. Christmas, Christmas is here.
Arrived just after 8, responding to a noise complaint. Open the door, what a grisly fate.
Christmas, Christmas is here.
Ba-la-la, and deck the halls. Blood was spattered on the wall.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Christmas, Christmas is here.
Oh, it's that one time of the year when everyone's troubles disappear and everyone smiles from ear to ear. Christmas, Christmas is here. Oh, it's that one time of the year when everyone's troubles disappear and everyone smiles from ear to ear. Christmas, Christmas is here.
Santa won't be back next Christmas Eve. It sounds strange, I know, it's hard to believe. But the state patrol's watching everybody these days. He was weaving in the sky in his reindeer sleigh. So they radioed to every cop in the state that it was only a matter of minutes to wait. When he landed on a housetop, and there they were, yelling Santa to exhale in a breathalyzer. Santa refused to take the breathalyzer test. In that case, buddy, you're under arrest. They frisked him where he landed on that little housetop. Found a miniature bottle of a peppermint schnapps. Santa got a DWI for wheeling around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got. Some strange note, Santa called me, said he needed 10 grand just to set himself free. I told him I'd get on it and do what I could do, but I can't make anyone believe my story is true. Just trying to help Santa, I don't mean no harm. Now they're trying to put me in the bunny barn. They impounded Santa's sleigh and his reindeer too, and they'll probably end up in the city zoo. And there won't be any Santa next Christmas Eve. I can't raise his veil, no one will believe. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got a DWI. There's a moral to the song, don't be mad at that. If you have a few nippers, better catch a cab. Don't ever try to drive if you can't walk, 'cause even old Santa ain't above the law. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Whoa, Santa got a DWI. Santa got a DWI for weaving around in the sky. Believe me, I wouldn't lie. Oh, Santa got a DWI. Everybody now, Santa got a DWI.
I'll just lie down.
All right.
I don't know. I don't have anything much on my mind today. I had the same dream again.
The tunnel dream?
No, the dream where I'm the television repairman. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I wanted to mention that I won't be in on Friday because of Christmas Eve. I'll be spending it, you know, with my wife and kid, and I have to devote that day.
And you just miss your session?
No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to on Friday.
I wish you'd have let me know sooner. I could have filled your hour.
I'm sorry.
This is rather close notice.
Well, it's Monday. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I thought I would
Christmas
be able to...
Monday is rather close notice.
I am sorry, Doctor.
You think you can't take that 1 hour for your session? I think they're rather important, don't you?
Well, they are. They're very important to me. Heaven knows. I just...
Perhaps at least as important as your wife and children, seeing that these sessions, I think, have helped you a great deal in relating to them.
Well, yes. I wouldn't argue with
Perhaps
that.
But you don't feel that.
No, I do. No, look, please, don't take that attitude. I just...
I'm taking no attitude. I'd like to examine this reluctance of yours to come in on Friday.
It's not a question of reluctance.
Do you feel I'm taking the time from your
No, I
children?
Assure you, Doctor. Why? Absolutely not. I just promised the kids that.
I'd like to know why you can't take 1 hour and come in for your session.
Doctor, look, please, Doctor, will you believe
no,
me?
No, I'm just interested in why, when we had a session planned on Friday, that you cannot take the time to come in and keep your appointment.
Doctor, please don't be upset.
I'm not upset. I really am not upset. I'm curious.
If it means
for your
so
sake,
much to you, I will come.
It means to me, it means only that you are my patient that will facilitate a cure. But what it means to you is the thing that interests me.
Doctor, I just wanted to spend it with the kids. I promised the kids.
And you feel that an hour away from the kids for your analyst will be too much time?
I'll be back on Monday. You know that.
I'm sure that you will. I would like to discuss the Friday hour if we may. Care to try to associate to it?
Doctor, please, I feel terrible about this.
Why should you feel terrible?
Please.
Why should you feel terrible? You have made
well,
a decision. I would like to examine the decision. Certainly you should feel not feel terrible about a decision.
I feel I've hurt you.
You have not hurt me. I am only interested in your motivation. I am not hurt because I am going to analyze it.
Well, it's very simple. I'd rather be with my wife and children than with you on Friday.
Oh. I see. Well, then, I guess there's not much more to say, is there? Do you want to tell me about the television repairman dream?
Well, I don't think we should go on today. I think you're too upset. Doctor, please. Doctor, I didn't mean it that way. Doctor, listen to me. Doctor.
I knew it. I knew you wouldn't come in Friday.
Doctor, the hour is up.
I don't care.
Doctor Weiss, I have to go, but I...
Go! Then why don't you go? Just go! Don't you tell me you're gonna go! Just go!
Merry Christmas.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Last year, when I was on the 7th, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. Don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get
outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears.
Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I am in charge of the insanity. Insanely, insanely in charge. And in just a few minutes, those doors are going to open and all chaos will break out because our guests are here. They're ready to come on up. But right now, let's finish decorating. There's decorations everywhere. There's lights. There's trees.
All the colored lights everywhere. And the way the neighbors stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's straining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
A major station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers in full claymation, little drama boy animation.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by...
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take 2 peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not gonna pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves.
When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
Ah, that's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well,
oops, late for lunch. Gotta trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents, the number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block, and I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. Oh, and what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just so, what?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911, 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay, and joining us on the 44th floor, it wouldn't be Christmas without Big Lance.
What's up, motherfucking Crazy J?
What's going on?
Hey, motherfuckers, what's up going on? Elvis got his sideburns cut looking cool, motherfuckers.
Well, he got cleaned up for you.
Yeah.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years, crazy motherfucker. Will you lower that shit so I can hear myself, bitch?
I'm sorry. Where you been in jail?
Yeah, damn straight.
You look good.
Thank you, Elvis.
Been in jail. Nice.
But we got some real stuff. Play the real deal Elvis for Elvis. I brought my real deal Elvis here. Play it. Elvis.
Can I finish the introduction of people
all
first?
Right, sorry. All right.
He's all thinking you're doing some shady shit or something. So you got we've got Beth back. How you doing, Beth?
Hi.
Yeah, because the mic works great over there.
Hi, Crazy Jay. Merry Christmas.
Wow, that was really ear-piercing. Thanks. Why don't you stay at the back of the room? That'll be fine. And, of course, we have Elvis in the building. What's up, Elvis?
Not much, man. Just warming up with a little Ozzy Osbourne.
A little Ozzy Osbourne? Nice.
How things going, Jay?
Good. And also joining us in the studio, our very good friend Sharon Paquette is here.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. You just got married.
I got married, yeah, in August.
I'm jealous. I was going to do Jaeger shots tonight, though.
You wanted to marry my husband?
No, I wanted to marry you. Yes, I really wanted to marry Chris. But it is our rockin' comedy show, Twisted Christmas Show. It's sort of like a reunion because Lance is back, and you never know what's going to happen. Now, Let's talk about it. You really, like you said, as soon as he gets here, we have to do this.
Yeah, we got to play the real deal. This is a friend of mine from Mexico. His name is Elvez. You know him?
I do know Elvez.
Well, play this shit.
He's
great,
man.
Play it. Play it.
Let me hear a little something.
Play it, Jay.
I'm working on it. Have you ever met him?
Matter of fact, I grew back in L.A. I met him years ago, and then I was out here one time. What was it? he was playing on Rancho, like one of those casinos out there. So I go there. It's a Cinco de Mayo. He's there, of course. Cinco de Mayo. And I walk in, and there's a drunk guy at the bar, and he goes, he sees me. He goes, man, get up there and do it right. And I go, what? He's like, this fucking guy has a mustache, okay? Elvis has a mustache. I said, sir, it's a Spanish interpretation. It's not, it's, you know, the guy was freaking out. He didn't get it at all. It was just one of the guys. I said, that's Elvis. Give the guy a break. He's got a, I kept going on. He's got a mustache. I said, it's a Pendleton mustache.
See, Big Lance, I told you he'd know who he was.
Yeah, he knows the Mexican.
Yeah. His friends to all, man.
He was really excited about you being here today. That's all he talked about, was this Elvis guy.
Yeah, Elvis, because he had in the barrio.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
In the barrio.
What number is that?
Two.
Two. He knows his tracks.
Here we go.
Two.
Play, sing along.
Es de Los Ángeles. En un día caliente verano nace otro niño chicano en el barrio. La mamacita llora,
llora,
porque lo que no quiere tener es otro niño para mantener en el barrio. Escuché mi canción, necesito con.
So, Elvis, you must meet them all, right? All the impersonators.
That's right. I know every single one. Good and bad. I love them all.
Man. Good and bad. You know,
Elvis is cool, though.
You know of a Filipino one, too, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy. Dropped off the face of the earth. He's running that dungeon with his wife in S&M Club or something, and that guy just dropped it off. I'm not. He had a whole side business where he, what was, did I tell you that? He had to go down on a, sometimes he's like, I got to go into work and cover if I can't get workers. I go, what do you do? He's like, well, people pay to see a guy get like his ass kicked on the video, on the, you know, live internet. He's like, if I can't get one of my workers, I have to go down. And I said, wait a minute, you go down and you get whipped. He's like, yeah. And I said, what does your wife think? She doesn't even know about the business. I said, what if she sees you? He's like, she won't see me. I wear a leather mask with a ball in my mouth. Hardcore stuff, man.
Now,
yeah, the Filipino Elvis.
Is there a black Elvis?
Yeah, there's a couple of them I've worked with, and they're always walking around saying, they're like, I'm black. I mean, I'm back. I'm black. I'm like, oh, man, they even got shtick.
What guys. About a Samoan Elvis?
Never heard of one.
Chinese?
Yeah, no Chinese Elvis.
Man, they got Elvis, every motherfucking Elvis. They got an elf Elvis?
We do have midget. As a matter of fact, at the Grayson Wind Chapel now and then, we get a call for the midget Elvis, and we bring in a midget Elvis.
Damn, do they all get on same stage at the same time?
Sometimes. Little Elvis gets on my shoulders, man. So he can reach the mic, but
it's like little me. It's like mini me.
Mini me, that's right. He's cute as a button, man. Even though he's about 52 years old, he's cute as a button.
I saw the world's largest Elvis.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's over at Bill's.
Bill's, yeah.
Bill's gambling hall. He's like 340 pounds.
He dropped down from 800. He was almost 800 pounds. He lost weight, man.
He went on the Elvis diet. Heroin.
This true heroin. I told him when I saw him, he goes, "Look, I dropped 400 pounds." So I said, you look great, even though I couldn't tell. I mean, when you get up 700-800 pounds, it's hard to tell when you're dropping 200-300 pounds. You still have 400 pounds. You're still large. So I said, how'd you do it, Pete? He goes, well, I just cut out the carbs, man. I said, damn, how many carbs are you eating? He goes, I was just eating a lot of pizza pies.
He said he cut out the car. He had a car up his ass. A Volvo.
All right, so Elvis.
Don't be cruel, man.
So, Elvis, new to our Christmas show, you haven't experienced Sharon Paquette. She performs all over town. She's got the resident show at the Freakin' Frog. She can sing.
You going to sing a little, honey?
She's going to sing. Yeah. She's got some music for you, Elvis.
We're
going to
do some Christmas stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
All
right. Awesome.
I can't read music, so let's see what happens. So this is the chords.
You want me to hold so you chords? Can...
So you can, I put some light on in this motherfucker.
It's on.
For all y'all listening, we in the dark. Crazy J didn't pay the light bill.
Look, I'm building up a little bit at a time. The studio's better, so now you just live in the dark.
This is awesome. And we're going to tell you a little bit later on about Crazy J's personal life. I'm going to tell you all your listeners about Crazy J most people don't know.
I don't think we need to talk about that.
The one thing that people don't know, and everybody here don't know, and I know that you don't even know, I know. Should I say it first before it starts?
You might as well.
Okay. Jay's daddy is Larry Bird.
How would I not know that?
His daddy's Larry Bird. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Larry Bird.
Yes. My dad actually did one of those American Express commercials years ago when they used to say, no, I'm Larry Bird.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm Larry Bird.
Yeah.
He actually got, he was excited thinking he was going to get to meet Larry Bird. Larry Bird was nowhere near the production of that video. Yes. And my dad is 5'2", and he cannot play basketball.
That's great, though.
But he's Larry Bird.
He's Larry Bird, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
My name is Sharon Paquette. I'm a local singer-songwriter in Vegas.
And we do shots of Jaeger together from time to time.
We do shots of Jaeger together from time to time. And support local songwriters.
Yes. I'm glad you moved from the Aruba to the Freakin' Frog, by the way.
Sweet. Yeah, our songwriter event on Thursday nights is at the Freakin' Frog now, right across from UNLV.
And it's online. They can watch.
It's online, www.seeitlive.tv.
That's right.
Between 8 and 11 on Thursdays.
So, guys, flip away from the porn and watch Sharon Paquette sing at the Freakin' Frog.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to do a little Christmas tune for you.
All right.
And Elvis is going to play guitar for me. Maybe some harmonies. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Yay, Sharon, rock on, baby. Man, motherfucker.
Fantastic.
Awesome job. Awesome.
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 All right, thanks. Hey, I get to sing at the Wranglers game on December 20th. I am doing the American National Anthem.
Nice. They're not going to let you do the Canadian one?
No. No, because it's an American game.
Yeah, but at hockey games, they do both.
You know, I'm trying to get into that business.
Before you learn, get twice the pay.
That's right.
I'm not sure.
That's awesome, though. I'll have to go to that game.
I sang the National Anthem at the marathon last year, and I never sang it before, and I thought I knew it, so I put it out on the internet, and I go, shit, man, I was so embarrassed because I'm like, I had a couple days on thinking I'm going to mess it up. You know, when you're a kid, you hear things wrong. It was just, but and I'm up there with Siegfried Roy's old manager, Bernie, and I said, I got to tape this on the stand. He goes, what? I go, the lyrics. He goes, you don't know the lyrics of Nashville. I was so embarrassed. I said, I'm nervous, you know, it's scary.
But you did better than Roseanne Barr, right?
That's right. Yeah, that was
did you?
I ain't got nothing to worry
about.
And
probably better than Neil Diamond. He wasn't too
Justin
hot about
Simpson
it either.
Yeah, people get it, and if you don't start right, if you don't start low, it climbs up, and you just get out of your range, and you're like, oh, great.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
I started really, well, I did it recently in a boxing thing, and I started too low, and I was literally like, and I'm like, oh, sake. I'm like, oh, you can't. Can you see?
I'll buy a pitch pipe.
Yeah, that's
what
it's better to do that, exactly, because it's,
in my pocket.
I kept thinking, go low, and I got up there, and then I was so low, I go, damn, if it stayed too low, so.
I've never heard Elvis say go low.
Go low.
Go low. You're going to hear Elvis say things on the show you've never heard Elvis say before.
Didn't Elvis once say, I wouldn't let a black person shine my shoes? Now tell us the real deal on that, motherfucker.
There's always one angry guy in the room, man. He's right next to
him. Yeah, they put him right next to Elvis.
No, Elvis, he didn't love black people, man. That was his biggest influence was black people, so he...
Yeah, he done stole all my shit.
That's right, I forgot how
you But you steal people's shit, Big Lance.
I didn't steal nobody's shit.
What'd you get for Christmas last year?
Oh, that's in the trunk of my car.
Yeah, stole it.
Stole this. Jay wants his ass kicked. See, Jay, y'all ain't listening, but to those of you listening, tell him I'm 6'5" and 305 pounds of chocolate meat. So, motherfucker, shut your ass up, Jay, before you get an ass whooping.
Elvis did love chocolate. He did love meat, but I'm not sure he loved them combined like chocolate meat. Like
chocolate meat.
Chocolate meat.
Beth likes chocolate meat.
Yeah, chocolate meat. That's what I want for Christmas.
That's a great endorsement.
Rock.
So we're gonna follow Sharon with Beth now. What are you gonna sing, Beth? You gonna do some Ramones?
Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho. Don't talk about your personal life.
We got the elf ho.
Didn't you say you knew something about her being the elf ho?
She the elf ho.
That it?
Yeah.
You didn't. That's not what
she's
gonna
do a dance for us.
But you said something else earlier.
I saw her ad on Craigslist, y'all. Check it out. Elf ho, $29.99 for a half hour, $39.99 for a full hour, or send a bunch of roses, whatever the fuck that means.
Oh, well, those were my measurements. $29.39.
Not bad.
So, Elvis, how have you been? Elvis, how have you been?
Fantastic. How are things with you? Everything's good?
Things are good. Things are better.
Better?
Things are better.
You're looking different. What do you lose? A facial hair or something?
Facial hair. Yeah. My mom.
Pubic hair. You still got the pubes in? I just checking. You don't need to show me. I'm just checking.
Good. I wasn't planning on showing you.
Thank you. Last year you tried. I remember. I said, please. I'll take your word for it.
Well, you were so insistent that they weren't there. So I was going to make sure that you knew.
You.
So how about some Elvis Christmas? Can you
do
some Elvis Christmas?
You want to sing along with me?
I'll Christmas?
Try. We'll do, yeah, whatever you can do.
If you need someone to sing off key, let me know.
Well, join in anytime you want.
Yeah.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Oh,
be so blue, just thinking about you.
Oh,
decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Meet a reindeer if those blue
motherfucking blue
snowflakes start falling.
Ho 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 ho.
As blue balls.
Those blue.
Ho 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 ho.
Start Christmas. Falling. Happy Kwanzaa, motherfucker.
Have some chocolate meat.
Doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue,
ho, ho, ho.
Blue Christmas.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
She's not kidding.
Ho, ho.
Hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo, ho.
Chocolate ho.
Ho, ho, blue balls.
Oh, my God.
Joe. Merry motherfucking Christmas with Elvis and Sharon and Elf Ho 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 Ho.
Blue hose, red hose, yellow hose.
In my motherfucking pantyhose.
Crazy J hose.
And Heidi Ho. That's a fine motherfucker, Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho is my favorite ho.
Heidi Ho, Heidi Ho, Heidi Ho.
Elvis did, what's his name? That was an impression of, what's Tiny Tim?
Whoa. Heidi ho. Heidi ho.
Wow.
Yeah! Rock it out, motherfucker! You got to cut out all that, Jay, you got to cut out all that swearing, right?
No.
Oh, no, so we can just say motherfucker?
Lance, you've done this show for years, and we've never cut it out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just want to, you know, you're doing a great job of security, but where were you last year?
Last year, oh, yeah, I was celebrating Hanukkah with my family.
Hanukkah?
Yeah, fuck Christmas.
I thought you celebrated Kwanzaa.
Nah, Kwanzaa, that's a made-up holiday. They don't even have that in Africa. You know that? There's no Kwanzaa in Africa. That's a made-up African. I don't like the term African-American. Because there ain't no such thing. How come they don't call Jewish people Jewish-Americans or Russian-Americans or Chinese-Americans? It's all bullshit. I'm black, motherfucker. And Kwanzaa don't mean shit. Ain't no Kwanzaa. I'm Jewish, actually. See?
Okay.
I'm a black Jew from my grandparents are from Ethiopia. Ethiopian Jew. Beth Ho knows the shit.
Ho's a ho. My ho's a ho, ho. Ho.
Haile Selassie, motherfucker.
We're gonna take a break when we come back. I'm sure the chaos will continue here at the Twisted Christmas Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yes.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a G.
No. Wait, right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take.
For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad
Council. The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent. Stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid, crazy, Jay. Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
Well, the wacky out to lunch, god knock, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsicle, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You're crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
I don't want to do this.
Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
Kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, that fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still bye-bye. And if you really love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yeah, if you really love me so, let it snow, let it snow, oh, let it snow.
It's Chris Isaac here on the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party. We're having fun. The insanity has begun. And, you know, I thought to myself, it was going to be really hard for me to come up here and do the Christmas show with Big Lance and everybody, because it was one of the shows that my mom really enjoyed listening to every year. And I just hope that my mom is having a great Christmas up there in heaven, because we miss her down here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, both church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. And there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour. And Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toiletries and trains.
Yes, I want my headphone sets and the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven.
Let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night. Holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same with all the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
All the wacky out to lunch, god knock, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsicle, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You're crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very good night, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J's Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
Hey, it is the Crazy J's Stupid Christmas Show here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And as we continue celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate this time of year, Brother Luke is Kwanzaa. In the house.
Kwanzaa.
Don't forget about Kwanzaa, all my brethren out there.
Well, I said whatever it is that you you celebrate.
Yeah, but you said Hanukkah, so I thought I might go ahead and mention
that. Well, you can mention
some
that.
Other stuff, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Much props to Adam Sandler for bringing back Hanukkah.
And
making it cool again.
I don't know if it's cool.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one Presents Day, we have three crazy nights.
Eight.
Crazy nights.
But Brother Luke is in the house.
What's up?
We brought him back. You did good the last time you were here, so we thought we'd come back and have a little more fun with you.
Sweet.
And I promise Charlie won't hump you this time.
Yeah, you guys gotta see this dog. He's got the small man's complex. He's gotta get up higher than you, and he's gotta hump your arm, and he's gotta make sure that he dominates the household. I really think the small man syndrome carries over in a universal language in so many ways. My agent, I know he's not listening, you know. My agent is one of those guys.
If he was listening, he'd be like, "You're not doing that show."
Yeah. Actually, if he was listening, I'd probably be fired tomorrow. So I'm taking a real big risk. See, I'm trying to raise the excitement factor for the listeners right now. So taking a really big risk right now talking about my agent and his small man's disease, because I could get fired.
But we don't know who your agent is. It's not like, you know, it's Fred Smith. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. This guy basically runs entire Las Vegas. Because why? Why does he run Las Vegas? And he's a multimillionaire. Why is that? Because he has to prove something. Because he's small.
Okay. But welcome back to the show. It's Christmas.
Oh, that's right. It's Christmas.
Silver bells. Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the Rockin' J Comedy Show.
Take it to the gospel right there for you.
That's good. It's nice. Well, it's good to have you here. What have you been doing since the last time you were on the show? Nothing.
Is that it? Is that nothing?
Oh, no, you've been hard at work. You've been working on a CD.
Well, actually, yeah. I kind of felt like I had to grow up a little bit and maybe buy a house a little bit, grow up a little bit, and, you know, do that stuff, but. You know, now that that's done, I want to play again. So,
right.
So, I got a dual CD coming out next year, and you know, I'm excited just to get out and play again and play around. I like to play.
I saw you the other night at the Freakin' Frog. It was great. It was a good set.
Well, you were there.
I was there. I just said I just saw you the other night.
I know. No, I'm just saying. I'm just making sure everybody knows that you were there.
I go out. I support.
He supports. That's right.
I go, they're like, we'll give you, you know, we'll buy you a beer. I'm like, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Sharon has a great little show going on over there. Sharon Paquette, who was here for this Twisted Christmas event. So,
I got to give props to Chris Loos as well.
Yeah.
Chris Loos putting all that together, the mastermind behind all that is Sharon.
Yeah, it is awesome. So, would it be... Is it something you're trying to keep under wraps, the new stuff? Because I would love for you to do a new song that you did the other night. I thought it was awesome.
Well, I know you don't do Christmas time. Well, I think everybody's in the Christmas spirit.
Well, they are.
I'm bring everybody down and shit. Can I cuss on this?
You know you can.
All right.
Maybe before you leave, because I think it's a cool song. I really liked it.
Which one?
Alone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You don't have to do it now, but hopefully you can do it before you leave. Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean we have to... Sit here and play Christmas songs.
Well, I guess I can dedicate that song to anybody out there spending Christmas alone.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
No, I've got everybody here. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different Christmas for me this year, but it's still fun.
Oh, that's
your agent.
Should I?
We'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, but if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow world. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round.
There's a marshmallow
and the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Ah, the world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts, take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, what if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow
last Christmas. It was a nightie, red and black, trimmed with lace. Long lay it there, hidden in her dresser, till it appeared, put a smile on my face. A thrill of hope as she walked into the bedroom, for yonder breaks that cleavage I adore. Fall on your knees and nibble around the edges. Oh, night deep, divine. That I adore. Oh, nightie,
see things the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacy things. Didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear.
Roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Safety pin stuck in my nose.
Ah.
Whips and chains being snapped by a choir. And guys dressed up in pantyhose. Everybody knows a slam dance by the mistletoe. Helps to make the season bright. Drug-crazed freaks with their eyes all aglow,
oh, wow,
will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of inflatable women on his sleigh. And every deviate is gonna spy to see if Mrs. Claus is really just a guy. So here's a toast to things traditional. And here's a toast to customs new. Although it's been said many times nowadays, kinky Christmas to you.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, stressing out that gangsta.
Texas Christmas Edition. Brother Luke is in the house.
Yo.
What's up, Brother Luke?
You just showed me Twisted Sister's Silver Bells, by the way. That, can you believe that? Yeah, Twisted Sister has a Christmas album out.
Yeah, they released it about 2 years ago. It's pretty rocking, but Silver Bells is probably the best one on there.
Yeah, it's like... Silver Bells! Silver Bells!
Yeah, I heard you doing some beatboxing the other night. I never heard you do that before.
Oh, well, yeah, that was actually my forte. That's kind of, yeah, it's evolved into that. I mean,
can you do a little now?
Like in the microphone? I don't want to peek it up. I don't want to peek it out. Like, what do you want to hear? Like, I don't want to peek out the, you might want to turn it down a little bit. Let me warm up a little bit.
There you go. Yeah, he's like, what's going on over there?
Everybody hump, hump, hump.
It's crazy. That's awesome, though. I was impressed. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that beatbox, but I like to basically mix it in with just piano. It's more of an organic kind of a thing. I'm not really trying to blow everybody away. It's just when I play by myself, piano by myself, I find myself just doing the beat, like, you know, like. You know?
Right.
It's just kind of like that kind of a thing where you can sit by yourself and make it kind of what a full band would be.
Well, you are the piano guy. How many dueling piano bars do you play at here in town? Like three?
Well, yeah, there's actually, believe it or not, there's actually six of them.
Do you play all six?
I used to, but now I'm playing at the best of the best. I'm now one of the elite. The New York is the best one.
It is fun over
by
there.
By far. Yeah. Harrah's is really good. There's one at Paris for the a little bit more classy, a little bit more. You go in, you just kind of hear some songs. It's kind of nice to be able to work at Paris because you can play songs that you don't normally get to play.
Right.
And that's what's cool about it. I mean, believe it or not, like, you would think that it would be very hard to sit there and say, hey, we want you guys to request the songs. And they're like, wow, that's amazing that you guys can play whatever anybody requests. But what's even more amazing is that people request the same fucking songs over and over again, the same ones. They don't. I mean, how many top 40 hits was there in the world, and they request the same songs?
What are the top five songs people come in and say, you know, you gotta, can you do this song? Do you know this song?
Well, probably right now, "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey is like a really big one, and everybody wants to hear that.
And let me guess, "Great Balls of Fire."
Yeah, that one still is with the older folks. And then there's Piano Man is like, you know.
Of course.
And Bon Jovi and Brown Eyed Girl and Sweet Caroline gets requests all the time.
Which one, like when somebody goes, hey, I want to hear it, do you just go,
ugh. Well, Piano Man.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, they see a piano guy, they're like, play Piano Man, you know, and it just gets requested so many times. But I tell you what, I get paid, you know. I mean, when I'm getting paid to do it as a job, if they enjoy it, it's fine. You know, no matter how many times I've played it and I'm sick of it, if I feel like they're really getting enjoyment out of it, that's my job. But that job sucks when nobody's having a good time.
Right. Well, I've never seen anybody not have a good time.
Yeah. There's every once in a while you get, and I really think it has to do with, like, there's a certain key people that come in there you know, basically the world goes like this. You know, there's voyeurs and there's performers and there's voyeurs. And all it takes is one table to go into a room to set the tempo the rest of the fucking night. And so you get like a table of people who are just partying, having a good time, and then everybody's like, yay! and then you get one table who's not afraid, and they go in there and they're just there to crash the party instead of be part of the party. And that just sets the tone for the rest of the night.
And what song do you really enjoy playing no matter how many times they ask for it?
Oh, that they ask for it?
Yeah.
For some reason, I just love Jack and Diane from just because that guitar riff, I mean, I just love that. I don't know why.
And is that how you do it at the...
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's like I just love that riff.
That's awesome. So, but yeah, I mean, you're all over the place. I see that you play everywhere. So it's, don't they have another dueling piano bar at the Rio?
They got one there. It's kind of a hit and miss there. But, I mean, anytime you put an interactive show, well, let's put it like this. Dueling piano started in New Orleans and was a very, very rowdy, dirty, raunchy show. And, that's what gave it its initial popularity. And then it sort of stayed true for a very long time. And now it's beginning to become, and part of the dueling piano thing is that the two piano players fight all the time over what songs they want to play. That's why they call it fucking dueling pianos. Well, what's happening now is people say, oh, we heard dueling pianos is doing good, and they just want a form of cheap entertainment. And so they go, two guys is cheaper than five. We'll get two guys in there. And then you go in there, and you try to rock the house, and you try to battle for songs. And they're like, whoa, what are you doing? You're like, you wanted fucking dueling pianos then. They're like, oh, no, we want to call it dueling pianos, but you just won't duel. Is that okay? We just want, like, a cheap band. I love it
when you guys go back and forth, like, what side of the bar is going to be more rowdier and stuff. That's so fun.
Yeah, well, that's what creates, you know, I mean, you separate. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, there wouldn't be an Obama hype if it wasn't a McCain, you know? I mean, it's just that's just the way of the world. So we understand that, and, you know, I mean, in Vegas, though, they take it to the next level. The guys in New York tend to be a little greedy, man. They really push for the tips, but the music is fun, and it's a good show. So
always a line to get into that place.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
For years, even when I was working over there, it was just nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... there's a dueling piano bar virtually everywhere in every city, and I'm looking next year. Actually, I got a guy booking me on a dueling piano / original tour, and so I'm gonna try to stay gone for months, just basically going from town to town, playing the dueling piano clubs, and plus throwing in an original gig as well. So
awesome. Well, let's do some Christmas stuff. Do the ones you know.
I don't really know that much
Christmas. Maybe you could just do like a medley and put a couple of them together.
I forgot that one. I don't really know a whole lot of Christmas songs, man.
I know, because you only do them once a year.
I do them once a year, and I forget them. And I totally,
what do you do at the piano bar if somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to hear some freaking Jingle Bells?
Well, you could do that.
You don't have to know the words. I mean, we could just, maybe you could just play.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the it's just not as fun. I think I should just make up one.
Okay.
I think I should just, like, make up my own Christmas
song. Let your creativity fly, my friend.
The lights are on around the city. We all sit on, cranking our heaters on. The The snow is out, we're stuck at home. I turn the TV on. A man says, hey, here's a new concept. I truly believe that Jesus was the first hippie of all. Said Jesus wore patchouli and a long shawl. Was all about the love, but they didn't have all the paints for psychedelics yet. He was about beauty in us all. That's why Jesus was the first hippie of all. Y'all feeling me out there? Everybody singing. Jesus was the first hippie of all. Sing it, children. Jesus was about patchouli and a shawl. I forgot what I sang. So. But that's the kids singing it right
now. Yeah,
here.
I got it. That's good.
Every night you can worship or you can just say that Jesus was the first.
Yay. That's fun. Oh, Brother Luke is our guest here on the Twisted Christmas Show. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas, yeah. Silver bells. Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Vegas gets cold, and nobody realizes that Vegas gets friggin' cold, man.
Yeah, it does get cold.
It's like...
It's cold now.
I bet it's freezing. I bet it's close to, like, what is it, 32 degrees or something?
It's got to be. It didn't really heat up at all today.
No.
And I look at the people, you know, I work at the Monte Carlo. People are mad that the pool is closed. They're like, why is the pool closed? Right. It's 40 degrees outside.
Right. They don't
know.
Yeah, yeah. So?
Go jump in it. It's not heated.
Right, right. Well, they probably come from, you know, Michigan or something like that.
It's cold as cold.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It's like,
unless you're a polar bear, jump in.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man.
It's insane. It's this time of year just brings out the freaking nut jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know...
The cheapies.
Yeah, not even that, but I mean, people getting killed in Walmart over toys and shit. Getting trampled and guns being drawn at Toys R Us. I mean, it's like, what happened?
Did you hear the Chris Rock?
Just what happened? It's like, just go Christmas shopping and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's going on. Like, people are just losing their mind.
Somebody really did get killed in Walmart, huh?
Yeah, they got trampled.
They got trampled
trying to get
the sale.
Trying to get to the My Size Barbie doll. And they worked there. They worked there. The guy that got killed was a worker.
Wow. That's right. I heard about that.
That's insane.
And then I forgot about it.
Because I don't care.
But that's nice. But I mean, seriously, it's like, what do you want for Christmas? How about a bulletproof vest?
Right. Yeah, no doubt, man. That's
the day after Christmas sales are coming. So I'm going to need that.
Well, so. Yeah. I think it's the kids, man. It's like, you know, I don't know. Am I sounding old when I say, you know, it's like parents are being run by their kids these days?
They must be because, you know, I've said it on the show earlier, is disappointment is also a present.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed several times. My dad would flat out tell me, that's what you want for Christmas? Too bad.
Yeah.
Get the idea right now, you're not getting it.
Right. Sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you don't.
And 90% of the time I didn't get what I wanted. So
right.
it was fine. You know, and these kids just, you know, they get $2,000 toys and just, it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's It's insane.
I wonder how you do that. What is it about a doll that separates one Barbie from the next? You know,
because like, it's my size.
Oh, really?
It's like.
Oh, it's a huge one.
Yeah, it's huge. But we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Brother Luke. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Joining us up here on the 44th floor is our good friend, Brother Luke.
Hey.
And so let's talk about the CD. Is there a release date or just sometime next year?
February. I'm shooting for it. I think I'll pretty much make it. If the artwork, I got to do all the artwork and stuff. But yeah, February, it's coming. Check it out, MySpace.
Is it? So it's a dual disc. So that's three songs per disc.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
actually,
awesome.
It's about 30 seconds per song.
Oh, I think we talked about that the last time you were on. You're just going to give them 30 seconds, and if they want more, they have to actually come and see you play them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good.
But they have to actually pay. It's going to be $37 for the teasers, and then when you come check me out, I'll be at the show, and my live shows generally run anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 per show.
Well, they're worth it.
That's awesome.
So you've got like maybe 200 songs on the CD since they're 30 seconds.
You're right.
Yeah, you know, so you could do like, you know, you could basically for 30 seconds, you know, just give us a few of the songs that are on there.
Yeah.
And just say, this is it. You know, we could do the infomercial and, you know, now on KTEL Records. It's the best of Brother Luke.
That's right. Zamfir.
Those commercials were the best when they used to. They just don't have them anymore, KTEL and all that.
Yeah. But
those commercials were the best.
Well, it used to inspire people to actually buy them, believe it or not. Now people were like, yeah. That's
what iTunes is for.
Yeah.
I'll make my own KTEL collection.
Right. Barry Manilow has a KTEL collection coming out, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. That's good for Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Maybe. Barry Manilow sings current hits. I don't practice Santeria. I always thought, what if Elvis were alive today?
Right.
Hey, Jude. Singing the hits of today.
Hello. I've waited here for you.
Nice.
There goes my hero.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Right on, man.
Even though you don't listen to it at home.
Oh, well, no, I heard him, man. Uh-huh. I heard ours, yeah. The one we did last
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
Because I'm self-centered.
Wasn't the vibe that I got. You just scanned through it, really.
No,
like you're like there's all this fluff before the show started.
Well, it was commercials. It sounded
it was like commercials.
No commercials on Crazy Day Show.
There is, but not at the start.
Oh, okay. It's only while I'm talking. Now, with the power of editing, we'll have this whole entire conversation. They'll be like, we have Brother Luke on the show. Hey, Brother Luke, what do you got to say?
Bye, bye, bye.
Brother Luke, what do you got to say?
Brother Luke, it was nice having you on the show today.
Buy Apple. buy my album on iTunes now.
For 99 cents.
For 99 cents. Buy it now.
Well, see, if whole songs on iTunes are 99 cents, what would your songs go for?
My samplers?
Yeah, like a nickel?
Well, obviously.
You can't sell them for a dollar.
Yeah, that's true. Probably maybe $6 or something like that.
Yeah, $6 for one 30-second song.
You got to go with the psychology of people. I mean, they're just looking for something different. I bet you if I did sell them for like $100, enough rich people would probably go, this guy's got balls. I want to buy it just because he's got it on for $100. Maybe not like the regular schmo. He's fucking crazy. But there might be a couple people out there that buy it. And just think about it. One is equal to 100 downloads of a regular song. So if I got one guy to buy it, that's like him buying 100 songs of my regular songs.
Well, let's give him one 30-second song.
One 30-second song?
Yeah.
Okay. Of what's coming up?
Of what's coming up.
Let's see. All right.
We
That's fine. Yeah. Order now.
Order now.
Buy brotherluke.com.
Well, it's fun. I know you gotta be leaving here soon. So can you do that one song, the whole thing, not just the 30 seconds?
Yeah.
The new song from the new album coming out.
And Merry Christmas to everybody, and I wish every day was like Christmas. I understand it can't be like that.
And like I said, you're welcome here anytime, man. So when the album's out and you need to promote it, we'll send you somewhere else.
Crazy Jay. He showed me some Weird Al Yankovic stuff that nobody has. He's a serious man.
That's right.
This is Request by Crazy Jay.
Yeah, this song is amazing.
I have no sustain pedal, by the way. Pink champagne and a blue birthday cake. She turned 18 just a little too late. Her smile says happy, but her eyes say, somebody help. These walls are closing in. He told her everything would be alright. Then shut the door and walked out of sight. The clock on the wall's broken, but it keeps ticking away. This maddening silence. What if I could fly around the earth and turn back time? Like Superman and Lois Lane, we'd leave this world behind, far behind. Stop feeding your dog Calcan, bro. That part's killing me, bro. Oh, I barely got through the song, folks, man.
It's going at it alone.
Oh, that was good.
Nice way to
end. His butt was right there, too. Just like, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
I hate to spoil the mood, but...
Well, all of a sudden, you just started, you know, fainting, and I didn't know why.
Yeah, I was trying to catch my breath. He came in, did his job, and then left. I think he was trying to sabotage.
He's just messing it all up.
I would do that, too, if I was a dog. They were like, yeah, that's cool and everything, but...
And they get away with it. That's the coolest part.
Yeah, man. They'd be like, oh, he's just a dog. I wish... I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to like, oh, he's just human.
Oh, he's just a man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's been fun having you here, man. Come back when the CD is out.
This dog Charlie cracks me up.
I know, he's amazing, isn't he?
They're like smacking his ass, and he comes back. He's like, "Oh, do it again." He's like a masochist.
He's right? Into that S&M shit.
Yeah,
he really likes it. But anyway,
he's the kind of guy who puts his like little dog penis in a crutch or like a little like vice grip or something like that.
Thank you for the image. Everybody already knows that Charlie's crazy, but thank you for the penis and the vice image of my dog now. That's awesome. At Christmas time, he's got a little Santa hat on. And
that's awesome.
Penis and a vice.
Oh, I'm just, yeah, he's cool, dude.
So they can find out on your MySpace page where you're dueling pianos and all that?
Well, the dueling thing's separate because I don't want people to come and expect original music and not hear it. So I put that on a different page. You can listen to... You can find out where I'm playing my original music and my original music on MySpace.com, Brother Luke, / Brother Luke, so for people who aren't the MySpace savvy. Yeah. MySpace.com / Brother Luke.
Brother Luke. Now, but you have, like, what, 80 MySpace pages? How many do you have, seriously?
Well, I got four, but two, you know, I got one for my originals, one for my where I'm playing dueling pianos, one for my personal page where I put all the porn up on them.
Right, of course. Yeah, the nude pictures.
The nude pictures of my penis and vice. And then I got one for Free Vegas CD, which I didn't get to do this year. I'm kind of bummed about that. But I want to try to do it every year where it's just a compilation CD. Well, I want to take advantage of Las Vegas. Come out with a compilation CD of Las Vegas artists. And just every day, like, go out to the strip and just be like, hey, here's some CDs. Because I bought a CD burner. So each CD is only about 5 cents at the end of the day.
But they're not complete songs either, right?
No, they're complete songs, but...
Oh, but only yours are 30 seconds.
Yeah, mine's like... I don't even have a song on there. I just wait. After every song, they're like, if you like that song, that was written by Brother Luke. You can see him at MySpace.com. And then the next song comes on, totally different artist. If you like that song was produced by Brother Luke. You can go see him. And...
Right. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
It might work for you.
Yeah.
But awesome job the other night, the Freaking Frog. Looking forward to more appearances.
Awesome job coming out. Yeah, everybody out there, go support original music or go support
Crazy
art,
J.
Creativity.
And buy him a beer.
Go support Crazy J and buy him a beer. He'll gladly accept.
That's right. I will never deny.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
But it was awesome. It was awesome having you here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody out
Happy
there.
Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is that people are celebrating out there these days.
Kwanzaa, dude. Don't forget Kwanzaa for all the brothers and sisters out there.
Right. I threw it in there with whatever it is you're...
Yeah.
Kwanzaa's made up. That's just how I feel about it. It's made up.
Oh, you're about ready to have
it. It came out like three... It, what did it come out? Four years ago?
You can hear
it
right now.
He's like, all of a sudden, you know, somebody's going to come up and we worship golden poles or something.
This is Barry from the NAACP. I'd like to speak to Crazy J, please.
I had Big Lance on here, and he will tell you that Kwanzaa is made up.
Really?
Yeah. It's they felt left out, and they needed their own holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much what we did, too, just a longer time ago.
That's right. That's fine. But it just throw it out at you. Yeah. Here it is all of a sudden.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Nobody listens to the show, so I can say that.
Oh, right on.
Anyway, well, thank you for being here. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I caught him off guard. He's just fascinated with Charlie.
No. I was looking at your guitars and your pictures on the walls.
Yeah, there's lots to look at. So we're going to be back with more of the Christmas show right after this.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911? 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the
Look
National Association.
He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, bend shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball. That's my boy! It's in the hole! Yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's three.
He's almost four.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent. Crazy, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid, crazy, Jay. Christmas, stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
Oh, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsicle, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You're crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy Jay Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And in the studio, we have Sharon Paquette. Big Lance is in the house. The Christmas elf ho is in the house. And our good friend Elvis is back. It must be Christmas when Elvis is on the show. How, you keeping busy, Elvis, this time of year?
You talking to me?
You're the only fucking Elvis.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. This time of year it slows down a little bit, but it's nice. Spend time with the wife and the girlfriend and all the different things in my life.
The wife and the girlfriend.
Yeah, you juggle them at the holidays. You do what you got to do.
It's nice that you say that on the air.
Yeah, you know.
Well, she knows, though, right?
Yeah, she does now. If she could find this program ever on the internet, she'd know. But she's out there in no man's land. I think I'm safe.
Wake up, white people.
Uh-oh, no.
Wake up, white America. Join the Klan and be a Crazy J fan.
Lance, why did you let this guy in?
I didn't let no redneck motherfucker in here. Who the hell you calling redneck, you black son of a bitch? That's my music on, boy. But I want to talk about that boy that's going to be in the White House.
What boy is that?
Barack Obama, your mama. That's what I'm saying, son.
All right.
Who the hell elected him?
Well,
what's this dog doing in here?
We the people did.
Don't let a dog in here. There's a mongrel just come in here. About the side, look like a hound dog.
That's my dinner.
We the people voted for Obama.
Obama? Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, next thing he's going to make it up. He used to be my lawn jockey is what he is.
Oh,
and
God.
His wife, I'll make sure she's going to clean my house. She's going to clean that White House. That's damn straight, boy. She's going to clean the White House. And I bet she's good at it, too. He's going to be a lawn jockey. And that Hillary Clinton going to be taking over. It's going to be a conspiracy, boy. Motherfucker, redneck, get your ass out of here because you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Who the hell let this nigga? Who, motherfucker, who you calling a nigga, you redneck motherfucker? Hey, Jay, get him out of here. Come on, boy, get this goddamn nigga. Motherfucker, call me a nigga.
Lance, you got to stop letting people just walk in.
Yeah, I just kicked his ass out.
I know, but don't let him come in.
Don't talk about my man Obama.
you think Obama's going to do good?
Obama's going to do great.
Yeah?
And not because he's black. Well, he's half white. That's why he's going to do good.
Right.
Because people forget that he's half white, okay? He got a white mama. He's like the female Halle Berry, the male Halle Berry, all right? Okay? People forget he's half white. He ain't all black. He's a what they call a mulatto. He's a mulatto.
He's my pimp.
He's a pimp. Yeah, he don't want no elf hoes.
We just do what he says.
Well, we have to, by popular demand, we had a lot of email requests when people found out that we were somewhat having a reunion on the show today for Beth and Elvis to do that classic Ramones song.
Girl.
Remember? You remember when you did that?
Yeah, what was it?
Beat on the Brat.
Oh, okay. Same one?
Well, that's what they wanted.
You're going that way?
You can use that one.
Yeah, so they can hear the ukulele.
They requested our Brat song?
I don't know if it was a request or if it was more of a plea not to
do
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beat on the
Brat.
Beat on the
Brat.
Beat on the Brat
with the baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mama! Mama! Mama!
Solo on that thing, honey.
I want syrup! Mama! I want syrup! Shut up!
I'm not sure if she took her medication or not.
Beat on the Brat. Beat on the Brat. Beat on the Brats with the baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the Sex Pistols. Beat on the Brat. Beat on the Brat. beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did it my way.
Yes, and her way is always different. So, Beth, how's the stand-up going?
Can't you tell?
I'm here.
Yeah, that says a lot.
I'm standing.
And you're being funny.
I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
Well, right now on the Twisted Christmas Show, we've got the 10 things to say about gifts that you don't like. So, you know, you can be rude, but be polite about it. So, here's a couple of them on the list. If you get a gift that you don't like, preferably clothing, I guess, you would say, boy, if I had not recently shot up 4 sizes, that would have fit nicely. That's pretty good. That's being rude, but polite. Another good one they have in here is, well, I really don't deserve this, which is a good one. gosh, I hope this never catches fire. Thank you. And it would be a shame if the garbage man ever accidentally took this from me. And I think one of the best ones in here is, if the dog buries it, I'm going to be furious. So that's just some things to say about the gifts that you might get at Christmas. Big Lance, worst Christmas present you've ever gotten?
A white dildo.
Okay, the worst Christmas present you ever stole?
Some Chinese beads.
Some Chinese beads?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell it was.
They Why'd you
like
steal them?
Balls on the end of them.
Why'd you steal them?
I don't know. It's the only thing that was in the store.
And you said the best present you got was a white dildo?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I used it on... Never mind.
Beth, worst present you ever got?
The worst?
Yeah.
I think the worst was a pair of sneakers I had to buy myself and wrap and put under the tree because nobody gave me anything.
But you're Jewish.
Yeah, well... I was invited to another family Christmas.
Her family rejected her, so she went to another family.
Knock some doors.
I need some presents. Elvis, worst gift you ever got?
Gonorrhea about 2 weeks one time. That sucked, man. And she promised me she was, never done that before. But
nice. And Sharon, worst present?
Scary ass doll that my mother wanted.
It didn't wet or like anything by itself.
No, it was one of those things called like a walking Wendy, and it would like walk next to you and had a scary ass face.
Hey, Wendy's my wife's name, man. Where can I get one of them walking Wendy's? I want to see that doll.
You have one.
Well, my wife is a doll.
Yeah, that's right.
She is.
She's.
This is Adolf Hitler speaking from the dead, telling you to listen to the Crazy J Christmas Show. Sieg Heil! Jay! Crazy Jay is here in the house!
Oh, this is the shit that goes through my mind when I'm like, what should we do for Christmas?
Even the dog knows Crazy Jay!
The dog doesn't like Hitler, apparently. Now you've done it. We're up here on the 44th floor. Elvis is here. You haven't been here since we did the new studio.
It's fantastic, man.
Yeah, you like it?
I like it.
Like that picture of you?
That's a good one.
It's a nice picture, isn't
you
it?
You look pissed off in that picture.
I was gonna say.
Hey, what were you thinking in that picture? I wish I had a banana and nanner sandwich.
Banana and nanner.
Something. That's a very unique picture. He's in a car for some reason.
I want to ask Elvis about Lisa Marie. Did she just have twins or something with some Scientology or something?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure what that's about, man.
How
was she married to this time? Was it Nicolas Cage did an Elvis impression and she married him while he was doing Elvis? And then she was married to Michael Jackson. Who's she married to now? A Chinaman? Bitch marry anybody. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your daughter. Ho, marry anybody.
You want to answer that, Elvis?
Let me hear your best Michael Jackson. Come on, man.
Yeah. Beat it.
That was excellent.
Woo! Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, man, for 6'5" and 305 pounds of black chocolate meat, that's okay. I can't do my voice real high like that, bitch, Michael Jackson.
Don't you know how to rap?
What? You think all people know how to rap?
Well, black people.
Oh, shit. Look at Crazy J. Y'all didn't see Crazy J look like a skinhead, for those of you ain't never seen him. He a skinhead from Iowa. Okay?
So Iowa. I've never even been to Iowa.
If any of Hitler youth listening, you listen to the right show, because Crazy J, your host. Idaho, not Iowa. Idaho. Idaho.
No, she's the hoe.
Oh, she the hoe from Idaho.
Idaho. Yeah. You not the hoe.
Idaho. She the hoe. I know Ida the hoe and an elf hoe right here.
It's Christmas. Yeah, it doesn't get any crazier than this.
Best I had on Craigslist, y'all.
Ida $2 egg roll.
What?
Crazy.
She should have been medicated, Lance. I told you, make sure she takes her medicine before she comes up here.
Meds, man. What kind of medication you on, Beth?
I took the medicine, the Xanax, about an hour ago.
I think you need something else.
I took mushrooms about an hour ago, and you looking real good.
Sharon, how do you are you enjoying yourself? Aren't you? Don't you wish you wouldn't have denied that shot of Jaeger now?
Yeah, I think I need it. Yeah. I'm a little scared sitting in a fetal position in the corner of the room.
She's crying.
All these people, in a fetal position.
She's almost crying.
It's my favorite position, man.
All these crazy fetal position.
Sharon can sing her ass off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Can you want to do another one?
Want to do another one?
Yeah.
Like a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Sing some Hanukkah tunes for all the Jews listening. Can you sing Dreidel, 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 I Made It Out of Clay? You know that one, Beth, right?
Who doesn't know that song, Lance? All
right, we got another one. Let's see if we're going to just, like, one-off this one for you, because Elvis and I have never sung this before.
I want to walk in Wendy down.
Well, maybe if you're nice for Christmas, we'll get you one.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid, crazy Jay. Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsicle, pin-headed, thick-headed. Stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy. It's senseless beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky. It's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very kitsch, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
Saw him swerve, cross the line, hit a curve. The cop saw him swerve, and my dad took off. Boy, did he have nerve. They pulled him aside, and there was booze at his side. My dad tried to hide, but the cops caught on, and he tried to lie. Police got my dad. Police got my dad. Police got my dad. He was driving drunk and now he's really sad. I want to post in his bell for Christmas. Want to post in his bell for Christmas. I want to post in his bell for Christmas so he can get out and have a fresh start. Want to post in his bell for Christmas. I want to post in his bell for Christmas.
was the night after Christmas, and all through the trailer, the beer had gone flat and the pizza was staler. The tube socks hung empty, no candy or toys, and I was camped out in my old lazy boy. The kids, they weren't talking to me or my wife. The worst Christmas, they said, they had had in their life. Well, my wife couldn't argue and neither could I, so I watched TV and my wife, she just cried. When out in the yard, the dogs started barking, I stood up and looked and I saw Sheriff Larkin. He yelled, "Roy, I am sworn to uphold the laws, and I got a complaint here from a feller named Claus." "Claus? I don't know nobody named Claus, and you ain't taking me in without probable cause." Then the sheriff, he said, "The man was shot at last night." I said, "Well, that might have been me. Just what's he look like?" "Well, he's a jolly old feller with a big beer gut belly that shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. He sports a long beard and a nose like a cherry." I said, "Sheriff, that sounds like my wife's sister, Sherry." "It's no time for jokes, Roy," the sheriff, he said. "The man I'm describing is dressed all in red. I'm here for the truth now. It's time to come clean. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've seen." Well, I started to lie, then I thought, what the hell? Wouldn't be the first time I spent New Year's in jail. I said, "Sheriff, it happened last night about 10, and I thought that my wife had been drinking again. When she walked in from work, she was white as a ghost. I thought maybe she'd seen one of them UFOs. But she said a bunch of deer had just flown over her head and stopped on the roof of our good neighbor Red. Well, I ran out to look, and the sight made me shudder. A freezer full of venison standing right on Red's gutter. Well, my hands were a-shaking as I grabbed my gun. When out of Red's chimney this feller did run, and slung on his back was a bag overflowing. I thought he'd stolen Red's stuff while old Red was out bowling. So I yelled, "Drop it, fat boy, hands up in the air." But he went about his business like he hadn't a care. So I popped a warning shot over his head. Well, he dropped that bag and he jumped in that sled. And as he flew off, I heard him extort, "That's assault with intent, Roy. I'll see you in court." Sheriff, I'll tell you this. You put a subpoena on me, I ain't gonna show up. I'll hole up in the cellar. You'll never root me out of there. So why don't say we just forget all this? Look, we've known each other a long time. Just turn the car off, come in, we'll watch wrestling.
Yeah, baby, I'm ready for the rest of this. Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Mary.
walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Intended for mature audiences.
Yeah. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. It is a twisted Christmas show, and it is definitely twisted because we've got Big Lance in the house. We've got the Ho, the Elf Ho.
Yo, 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 yippee, yo, yippee, yo. It's got to be the Elf, Elf Ho he.
Yay!
We have Sharon Paquette.
Hey. Hey, dude, I feel honored. I just taught Elvis how to do one of my songs.
I know, it's badass. And Elvis is here. Yay!
Elvis in the house!
Elvis! Elvis is in the house. This is actually one of my favorite songs that Sharon does, so I'm really glad you learned it, Elvis.
All right, here we go.
What's it called, honey?
It's called I Won't Sleep Tonight.
Even if I'm next to you?
I really like your smile, think I'll stay for a while. How did I get to your room? I think it's too soon. There's something here we both know, it's too obvious to ignore. A one night stand just won't do, cause I really like you. And I wasn't expecting this, the fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now. Cast a spell over me, find it easy to believe. Fairy tales and rainbows, you are my pot of gold. I'm not scared anymore, I feel so safe in your arms. There's nothing that I'd rather do than just be with you. And I wasn't expecting this, the fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now.
I knew what you were thinking.
Somebody that wants to thank you for doing that song. Grandma's here.
Aye, 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 Crazy Jay. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How are you?
Good. Nice to see you, my grandson.
Nice to see you.
Very nice to see you.
So you're up late, but you would you hear the song?
I heard the song. It woke me up. It woke me up. It was so beautiful. I couldn't take it.
Couldn't take it?
I couldn't take it.
Why?
Because I was tired.
Are you mad because of the noise or because you like the song?
No,
because
the elf ho is here.
Grandma.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah?
I'm so happy to be here at the Crazy J Show again.
It's been a while.
I know. Don't call me, you bastard.
I'm sorry. I forget. I get busy.
Yeah, you get busy. Don't call his grandmother. For those of you who listen, he's a rotten grandson.
You're not even my real grandma.
You're just a bum I found out.
You're just an old homeless lady I found down on Fremont Street.
What you doing down there in Fremont, huh?
You know what I was doing down there in Fremont.
Looking for whores.
And that's how we got the elf
hoe. Oh, you're breaking the street on Fremont, darling.
No, not me.
Okay.
Not anymore.
I need some medication, crazy.
Yeah?
Why the fuck do they call you Crazy Jay?
Haven't you been listening to the show?
I was sleeping. He woke me up. That Elvis woke me up. He put his hand on my pants and screamed.
Why?
He didn't even hear me. Look at him.
He's trying not to pay any attention to you.
I was just checking for your testicles, honey.
Oh, he went to sleep.
Didn't you, you went out on a date with Elvis once, right, when you were
me
younger?
Me and Elvis, this is a true story. In 1954, I was touring in Memphis, Tennessee. And there was a young boy with
shut up! Wait, you were touring?
I was touring.
What were you doing?
I was in a band. I was a groupie.
What was
right?
It?
Elvis was on the bill. He had sideburns down to his neck. And this is before I told him to shave him, put him up a little bit by the ear. It became his trademark. I'm responsible. And I said, Elvis, shave those friggin' sideburns up to your ear.
I do remember you friggin', that word friggin'.
Friggin'. I created the word friggin' in 1954. He said, okay. And then he put his hands down my pants, and that was the date. He was just checking to see if I was the same person.
Checking to see if you had testicles.
Yes. Even though I don't. I got more balls than you, buddy boy. Rat bastard grandson of mine.
We need the blue balls for the Christmas tree this year, Grandma.
Blue balls on the Christmas tree. It's okay. I'm Jewish. I'm going to put a Hanukkah bush up, and Elvis will sing to the bush.
He sings to the bush a lot more than you think, Grandma.
I bet he does. Got all the women climbing after him, throwing keys up like he's Tom Jones or somebody. Tom Jones is old, right, Elvis?
That's right.
Do you know him, too?
About half your age, honey. 69, 70 years.
69, see, he's got a dirty mind, that Elvis. All right, Jay, I'm going to go take a nap. You bore the fucking piss out of me.
I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too. Hey, you got a hot dog I can use? Anybody got a hot dog? Where's that little dog of yours? I'm going to cook him.
Grandma, go take your pills.
Wow. Well, where's that big Schratzer that was here? The big Schratzer.
Big Lance? He had to step out. He had to go do something. But you know who else is here? Elvis's hairdresser's here.
Oh, where's the hairdresser?
He's coming up. It's 44 floors. You got to give him a chance to get up here.
Okay.
But he's your friend.
Oh, I think I met that guy before.
Yeah. He's from Thailand, isn't he?
I from Bangkok. Like cock and bang together. Bangkok, Thailand. And I used to do Elvis' hair. How you doing, Elvis, baby? Elvis, baby. Oh, I love this song. Cranky, Mr. Elvis. Mr. Presley. He's so cute. See how I do his hair? I put a little ducktail on there for him. Elvis, I want to make you blonde for 2009.
Sounds good, man.
Didn't you used to be blonde, Elvis?
Long time ago,
right?
So he had blonde hair, blue eyes, Then they say, make him Doc Man. Because he appealed to more people on planet. Instead of just the German race. Da 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 da. I fix your hair now. I can't fix Crazy J hair. He too short. But he cute though. He like roly-poly doll. I push him, he roll over and flip back.
You're so nice.
You're so cute.
But you just fix Elvis's hair.
I used to fix his hair. I fix it now, but I don't want to get my hands greasy.
You could use the grease later.
Oh, yes, I could. Oh, this song kick ass. Da 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 da, ching chong chook. Ching chong, ching chong. I could use some meat crab and some radon noodles right about now, baby. I love Thai food. Be good for you. Right, elf hole?
Ramen noodles?
No, radon noodles. It's a Thai dish. Not ramen. Rada. Radon noodles, meat crab, spicy chicken, garlic shrimp. You want me to go get it for you?
Yeah, it smells like you ate some of that garlic shrimp.
I did, just for you. Dun, dun. Chinky, chinky, chunk. Chinky, chinky, chunk. Chung, 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 chung.
Let's take it on the road.
Yeah, we do very good together. Elvis, I want your autograph on my ass cheek, and then I have tattoo in later, okay? I want the L on the left cheek and the V's on the other cheek. And then date it and sign it.
Yeah, but if you bent over, it would say Elvis.
Elvis. Elvis. But then he can put Brandon on the bottom of it.
Elvis, can you help me and do a Christmas song or something?
Oh, let's sing Ching Chong Chong.
You going to sing this one with him?
I'll say, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh, you sure did treat me nice.
Yes, I treat you nice. I comb your hair.
I'll say, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
No, you sure did treat me nice.
I treat you nice, Elvis, baby. I comb the hair on your rig.
Little baby. Now I'm living in paradise.
Paradise Avenue, that's in Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
But don't go down by Twain, that's bad
that
area.
Music on my radio, I heard that, man. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Feel me mighty fine.
I heard music on my radio.
On the radio.
But not in the Crazy J show.
That's a hole, on the radio.
Stand beneath the mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Oh, kiss me under mistletoe, Elvis.
I ain't got no reindeer. No sack on my back.
No sack on my back.
You've had two sacks on your back the last
yes,
time I counted.
Mister.
You're going to see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh. Well, it's Christmas time.
I want a big black Cadillac, y'all motherfucker.
No, it's falling on the ground.
That's right.
That's right.
Hope you've been real good this year, little baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
Santa Claus!
Santa Claus!
Yay! It is!
Yay! Awesome. Sharon, you having a good time?
Oh my God, this is rocking.
You're scared out of your mind.
Yeah. Still in the corner.
Yeah, I'm still scared too. It's all right.
Big Crazy J, a new name in gay radio.
Would you shut up with that? Big Lance, can you get everybody out of here?
All right, you motherfuckers. It's time to go. And what's that song, It's Time to Go?
What?
In this song called It's Time to Go?
It's closing time.
It's closing time.
Closing time.
You just should listen. Oh man, that burp smelled bad, didn't it, Beth? All the food just came up because Crazy J made me wait in here too motherfucking long.
What?
I need some damn drugs or something. Anybody got any cocaine? Elvis, you got any drugs?
He stopped doing that a long time ago.
Closing time. I don't know all the words.
Do I?
Beat on the breath.
It's closing time.
Closing time.
A new name in lesbian radio.
Closing time.
Closing time. Get your asses out the store. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Closing time. We trying to sing in here, bitch.
Closing time.
Is Nicholas Mickle
closing
still here?
Time.
We need him to come in here. You can come in for a minute.
The cleaning lady wants to come in.
Shut the door. Everybody come in and shut the door. Is that everybody?
Brenda and
all right, good. Yay!
Yay! Elvis! Elvis!
Woo!
Charlie, sound good tonight! Tony!
Oh, Governor Schwarzenegger's here.
It's nice to be here. It's nice to be on the Crazy J Show. You're all part of the plan of the New World Order, and Crazy J is going to be taking over. I am the governor.
It's nice that you can make it.
Very nice to have me. It's fucking late, asshole.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem. I just want to say something to my friend Barack Obama.
What's that?
He loves Elvis.
Does he?
He does. He loves Elvis.
I didn't hear him endorse that.
That's okay. I'm not going to endorse anything. I'm not going to say anything bad about him because he is a nice black man.
Who?
Barack Obama.
I thought you were talking about Lance.
Lance is a nice black man too, yeah, but I will kick his ass.
Lance.
Oh, yeah, Arnold, what you think? Arnold, you short, man. Don't just say that thing to me. I will kick your ass, black man. Don't call me black man. I'm an African-American black man. And I am an Austrian American, so fuck you, asshole.
That's nice. It's such a festive mood in here.
Oh, ho, ho.
Hey, Elfo, I got something for you. Remember last time you were on the show, we made you do the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And you wanted to do it again, but I didn't want to give you the same list. So we have a new 12 list.
Okay.
So Elvis, just play something along because she can't sing the song anyway. She couldn't remember
exactly.
Last time. So just play something festive. And
play something festive.
Yeah. Let's see if she can get through it.
Crazy J's 12 Fun Gifts for Christmas Part 2.
It's a microphone. You don't need to yell.
I'm used to people giving me microphones with tape on them.
Well.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
First gift on... Am I singing or talking?
Well, you can't really sing, so let's just try.
Try to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, there's 12 items here on this list.
I know, it's a tough list.
Okay. One, two...
But they're numbered.
Number one, gift on Christmas was a blowjob under the tree.
Elfo, do it.
Second gift on Christmas was 2 blow-up dolls. I've been shopping around for those.
Okay. Now they're on your list.
The third gift on Christmas was 3 French ticklers. Am I doing this right?
So far.
Elvis, are you singing along?
It's a good thing you don't know the song.
That's what he said
Christmas.
When she got that for her present.
Am I doing this right? I'm Jewish. Am I singing? On the fourth gift on Christmas was 4 dirty phone calls from hoes.
From hoes in different area
The fifth gift on Christmas was 5 golden showers. 6th gift on Christmas, 6 whores a-laying. 7th gift on Christmas, 7 high colonics. And a gift on Christmas, 8 straight lays. What are those? I don't even know. And I'm a hoe.
Elvis will show you after the show.
Do I go back to 3 again?
Wait. The song goes forwards and backwards.
What comes after 8? Say the 9th one.
Ninth gift on Christmas, 9 maids a masturbating. 10 gift on Christmas, 10. Ew. I can't say it, Frazier.
You could say it.
Say it or I'll whoop your ass.
10 titty fox. 11th gift on Christmas, 8 lashes lashing. 12th gift on Christmas, 12 twats a twitching.
That's my kind of twat. Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
And let's go back to 3. And Christmas with 3 French ticklers.
She really likes 3.
Ticklers.
We almost
4 did. Dirty phone calls, 5 golden showers, 6 horses laying, 7 high colonics, 8 straight lays, 9 razors, yeah, whatever. 10, that's too gross, 11 lashes lashing, 12 twats, and twitching.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yay!
Lance, that was for you.
Thank you very much.
Elvis, do you remember St. Nicholas?
Vaguely.
You guys did. You guys sang Delilah last right, Christmas. Yes.
Do you know any Hanukkah songs, Elvis? I'm serious.
None are coming
to me.
I'm not.
Do you know how to sing Dreidel, 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 I Made It Out of Clay?
No.
Oh, she does. Do you really?
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Hey, hey, hey.
Dreidel. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I will play.
Dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel, I made it out of clay. Come on, y'all. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, fucking dreidel, I will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. That's it.
On Hanukkah, on Hanukkah, light the menorah, come to the party,
rock the dreidel of love, rock the dreidel of love, rock the dreidel of love,
rock the dreidel of love,
rock the dreidel of love.
12 twats are twitching.
And the dreidel will rock.
And the dreidel will rock.
And the dreidel.
Vus Mox do, bitches.
So, Nick, you can't sing at all? Nothing at all? Nothing raspy or anything like that? Do some Nirvana?
Dude, that was my voice, too.
Can you sing a song about Jesus now, Elvis, please?
Hey, Elvis, I know what you can do. This is Lance's favorite song, In the Ghetto.
In the Barrio.
There's a snowfly.
Yeah.
A golden gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born
in the barrio.
And his mamacita cries.
Andale.
There's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed
in the barrio.
In the ghetto.
And his mamacita cries. Starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight.
In the barrio.
In the ghetto.
And his mamacita cries.
Wah, wah, wah.
Is that your grandma, Jay?
Is that grandma? I thought she was taking her medication. No? Is that grandma?
Shut up.
She got up. Oh, Grandma.
It wasn't her. It wasn't her. It was like a dog or something.
Grandma, everybody's here.
I don't give a rat's ass. I want my medication. I'm about to go to sleep. This is enough. Crazy Jay keeps me under the floor.
I'm sorry.
He keeps me under the floor.
Under the floor?
Yeah. He's a Nazi.
Nice.
He's a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi.
He's a Nazi. Crazy Jay is a skinhead. A skinhead Nazi. Sharon's leaving.
Grandma, don't be sad.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Shit.
Big Lance, you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. This is Christmas. Good to see Elvis again. Elf Ho. Whole crew. Crazy motherfucking J.
The whole crew.
CFMJ. Sounds like call letters.
CFMJ. What
crazy motherfucking J. CFMJ, y'all. He tortures dogs. Hear that dog? He's been tortured. Hear it? Screaming in the cage.
Rock on, Beagle. I save it for parts.
Okay. What else on the agenda, Jay?
Well, I don't know. It's Christmas. You haven't, why don't you do a little rap for us?
Oh, yeah, I know the one song. I don't have my lyrics with me. I should have brought them. I do it in my nightclub. It's called My Favorite Things. Roses on, how's it go? How do I say? Oh, damn, I should have brought it. I forgot. No. I rewrote rap style version for that. It's hoes with red dresses with cash for they man. Smoking herb with my homies for days and days. Pumping white girls till I'm in a haze. These be a few of my favorite things. When the police come, when the jail door slams, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so bad.
Very nice. So, Big Lance, we haven't talked about it, but what do you think about OJ being in jail?
Fuck him. He gonna be somebody's bitch as we speak. OJ is in jail. God bless God. OJ is in jail. Yeah, he's somebody's bitch now.
You think it was fair?
Now you know why they call him the juice, because that's all he can be doing is drinking juice and squirting juice. Because he's the juice. OJ. That's my boy.
So you
don't fuck around in Las Vegas, that dumbass.
You don't.
You don't fuck around in Las Vegas, right, Elvis?
Like we heard earlier tonight, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And now OJ's here.
OJ, that's right. That's right. I saw that email.
Did you?
There was a picture of OJ behind bars. This is where what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. OJ behind bars.
I think you emailed that to me.
Did I?
On the computer you stole last year.
Oh, okay. Did you see that, Elvis? Elvis don't give a damn. He just playing guitar.
He's trying to forget.
He's trying to forget about Amway.
I do have police tape from the murder scene in L.A. when Nicole Simpson got murdered. I went down and took some police tape. Do not cross that yellow police tape. I took some from the scene of the crime as a souvenir. It's pretty cool, man.
Wow. It have blood on it?
No, and then people went nuts. The news crew was there like, what are you doing over there? And I said, don't mind me. I'm just trying to get a little souvenir here. And they chased me on. They yelled for the police around front. I just took off. Got about 4 or 5 feet of the stuff.
What are you going to do with it?
A little bit for Christmas one year, and it came back. The person didn't want it. I said, hey, it's part of history, man. You don't want it? It's all right.
I'd have kept that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get some of Nicole's blood, too?
I just
did you get any part of her head?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that, huh? You like the head?
Yeah. And Nicole was a fine motherfucker.
I got a picture of her topless somewhere in the house, too.
Nice.
Damn, Elvis got everything. Elvis must have been with more women than everybody in this room, besides Elf Ho.
Elf Ho. Hey, Elf Ho, do you have a favorite Elvis song? Elvis song?
All she heard is Elf.
Elf. Elf. Elf, Elf, Elf.
I have many favorite Elf songs.
Okay, what would that be?
You know Priscilla, right?
Yeah.
Presley.
Oh. Yeah,
You know, do you have a favorite Elvis song? Elvis is right here. You don't need to sing an Elvis song. It's right here.
Can you sing God Bless the Child?
No, I can't.
No, Elvis.
If you, can you sing a song for me? Can you do it in the other room so I don't have to... Do you mind going down the hall?
Elvis, what's your favorite Elvis song?
I hate them all, man. I'm sick of them all.
I'm sick of singing this shit.
This is a nice one.
We're caught in a trap.
Yeah. Get me out of this motherfucking jail.
And walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? What you're doing to me? When you don't believe what I'm saying. We can't go on together. With suspicious minds.
With suspicious minds.
Lying
as
bitch.
We can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with an old friend I know.
Yeah, me.
Drops by to say hello.
Hello.
Will I still see suspicion in your eyes?
If you can get close to my eyes.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Oh, asking where I've been.
Well, none of your motherfucking business where I've been.
You can't see these tears in real life cry.
I ain't crying. You gonna cry when I get through with your ass.
We can't go on together
with suspicious lies.
With suspicious lies.
Always thinking about black man lying.
He's on suspicious lies. All that I love, survive, oh no.
Yeah, I love my host too.
Oh, draw the tears from your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I ain't crying, but I will cry.
Baby, don't let a good thing die.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cause, honey, you know, I never, ever lie to you.
Better not lie to me, I'll whoop your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, rock it.
We're caught in a trap.
Yeah. I
can't
walk
out.
Because I love you too much, elf hole.
We're caught in a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Can't walk out.
I can't walk out. That's
because
I got shackles on my legs.
Because I love
legs.
You
like
too
OJ.
Much, elf hole. Caught in a trap.
I'm caught
in a trap. Can't walk out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because I love you too much, elf hole. Elf hole. Caught in a trap.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Because I love you too much, elf hole.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up with Elvis and Big Lance and Elf Ho. Elf Ho, you performing anywhere?
I got to go back down to Fremont Street right now.
It's a little late, isn't it?
It's about time to get started at work.
All right, so we'll be back right after this, and we'll wrap it up.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C. and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ed Council.
Place your hand on your heart.
Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Have you done another?
Gentile boys, when the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal, some finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy.
Rockin' Comedy Show. Big Lance is in the house.
So,
hey, Big Lance, you know, you heard about my mom passing away, right? You was a big fan of my mom.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about that, crazy.
She used to talk about you all the time.
Well, we had a special thing.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
No, not really. It's your mama.
So? She told me she used to love Big Lance.
No, she loved me. Now, I don't want to say that ain't funny.
It's funny.
No, it's not.
She loves you.
I know, it's okay.
So, big Beth over there. Bought a Beth. So, our friend the Interloper was performing in L.A., right?
Fuck him, unfunny motherfucker.
Well, I mean, he's the one that said that he can't perform with L.A. comics. I just think it's funny that he's doing a gig in L.A.
Well, that's right. He can't perform nowhere because he ain't a performer.
A bunch of them went down to L.A., some sort of thing. One of those comedy shows. I don't get invited, so. I perform here at the Onyx Theater sometimes with the Wayward Ways variety show.
Mm-hmm. And also down at Fremont Street?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Elvis, what's going on with you? You still running the Graceland Wedding Chapel over there?
Yeah, still running the Graceland Wedding Chapel. I just got back. Actually, I was in China last week for promoting tourism to Las Vegas and Shanghai.
I send a lot of people over there to the Grayson Wedding Chapel.
Yeah, they mention your name. We usually just tell them it's no thanks. Keep moving. We appreciate you sending them. We refuse them, but we appreciate you sending them. it's business is booming down there, man. And the weddings never stop. I did a gig last year for, what was it for? Bunch of morticians and funeral home directors, and I said, is there a slow season for you guys? And he goes, to be honest, we get real busy like in January. I said, wait a minute, you're telling me as more people die? And he said, yes, statistically, because a lot of old people get sick and they want to live through the holidays one more Christmas with their kids or grandkids. And then because I just figured it was like, you know, I said, is there prom night, a lot of, you know, drunk drivers or New Year's Eve? And he goes, no, it's pretty steady all year, but it does around after the holidays. It picks up a lot of more death. So just a little side note for all you death hags.
Death hags. Nice. Got any work coming up? I mean, you've been on TV and stuff. You got anything?
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. What am I doing? We just shot a movie with what's her name? Andie MacDowell. She was in, you know, Groundhog Day and stuff.
Hey, didn't you work with her before? Like, oh, and, you know, you met her after she did Greystoke or something like
met her in a movie.
And you thought she was a guy.
See, in Greystoke, here's a true story. Her voice was so bad, her accent, that it was her first movie, and the director went back and took Glenn Close and made Glenn Close do all her dialogue over. So someone told me it was a real sore spot with her. So we're filming this movie at the Chapel, but her newest movie is coming out, and she was kind of being not a bitch, but just whatever. Not so, you know, kind of. She's like, so this is what you do? I said, yeah, that's all you do, Elvis. I said, well, yeah. And I own this chapel. I said, believe me, I'm going to retire from doing Elvis. It's been very successful. And I thought she was taking a kind of a dig. So right before we filmed the scene, I said, I loved you, man, in Greystoke, you know, Tarzan. And then I said, I saw that when I was a kid, which made her feel even older. It was about 25 years ago. And she's like, damn, thanks. And I said, you were really, and I knew that her voice was dubbed, but I act like it. And I said, you were really, really good in Greystoke with a serious face. And she's like, you know that they dubbed all my dialogue. And I just go, what? No. She goes, yeah, it almost ruined my career. I said, well, you bounce back, you know. Groundhog Day was funny and stuff, so another, you know, another lovely one.
She's pretty in person.
Yeah, she actually is.
She doesn't look like a man.
No.
You thought she was a guy, though. Wasn't that the story? Like, your agent said you got to work with Andie MacDowell, and you're who's he?
Yeah, I was thinking of Andie Milonakis. That kid, I was confused. You know how old that guy is, Andie Milonakis? That kid on MTV, he's like 30 years old. I thought he was a kid, man. I thought he was like 13 or something, but he's just got a problem. He looks 13, but he's like 30. Because they showed him with some hooker, and I was like, the kid's 13. I go, no, he's 30. So who knows, man? That's showbiz. Lie about everything.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up the Christmas show. I think we could all pretty much join in if you could do, like, we wish you a Merry Christmas or something like that. I won't let you end on, you know, Viva Las Vegas. Have you seen that Viagra commercial where they use? Viva Viagra.
Viva Viagra. Everybody. Viva Viagra.
They do. Yeah.
You don't need the Viagra, sir.
No. Blue dick. There's some blue dick pills.
Yeah.
Give me the big blue dick pill. The big blue dick pill. Viagra.
Nice.
Endorsed by Elf Ho.
So can you do like we wish you a Merry Christmas or something? We'll wrap up here.
Everybody,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
Always has to get in there.
Always gets in there. Elvis, it was fun. I'm glad you decided to do it again.
Great to have me back, man. Thank you for bringing me back.
It's always fun, Christmas. It wouldn't be Christmas on the show if we didn't have Elvis. Give it up for Brendan Paul, woo! The best Elvis. Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
I'll just play you underneath while you thank all your guests.
Brendan Paul's Feliz available for Navidad. Bar Mitzvahs, Big Lance. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All your Jewish celebrations, he'll be
Feliz
there.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Who's that mean? Some Mexican talk.
Sounds like he's saying please on my dog.
Please on my dog. Please on my dog.
Please on my dog.
Please, Navidad. Prospero
Ano. Let's give it up for Big Lance.
Yeah,
Big Lance. Thank you very much.
I want to wish you a
Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry motherfucking Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry motherfucking Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
can't top that.
Elfo, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Sharon Paquette got chased out. She was scared. She's really scared. She had no idea what she was getting into. I'm like, just come sing some song with Elvis, and you'll be fine.
Was she really scared?
I think she was scared, Big Lance.
Or she's the one to leave. She had to go. It was getting late.
I think she was scared.
I don't understand what about us would scare her.
Yeah, maybe you're singing. My ears are bleeding.
Ukulele.
Yeah, my ears are bleeding.
That sounds fine to me.
Well, that's great. Keep practicing. You know you can tune those.
It is tuned.
Oh. Nice. What'd you think of Sharon, Elvis?
Oh, fantastic. Always a pleasure, man.
Yeah. She can sing.
Oh, yeah.
If you check out her MySpace page, you can hear her sing some opera.
Oh, really? What's her MySpace page?
Oddly enough, Sharon Paquette.
We can only spell it. I have a chance.
Well, unlike your MySpace page that's still undiscovered.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to it.
I don't know how to get to it either. I've tried Best Elvis. I've tried Brendan Paul. I've tried the King of Rock and Roll.
My page is out there somewhere.
I've tried In the Ghetto.
Try In the Barrio.
That's the key.
In the Barrio. You got to get that out there. People need that MySpace page. Thank you guys for being here. It was fun.
Thank you very much.
Crazy J.
Wouldn't be Christmas without the craziness.
Put your hands together out there in La La Land for Crazy J.
Yeah, give it up for Crazy J.
Come on, Crazy
Best
J.
Best motherfucker on the planet. Doc Winch levels.
I don't know what that means.
Now all the way back down those stairs to the ground level.
Santa Claus is coming in a boogie woogie choo choo train. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa.
Aw, choo-choo, Santa. Choo-choo. I tell you what. What?